Welcome back to Be Fluent in Russian podcast. My name is Fedor and today let's talk about vocabulary. But we're gonna have something interesting for today. Today we'll test if you are A1 level or above. A1 level in vocabulary. A1 doesn't only include vocabulary, but it's, I think, one of the most important things in deciding whether you are A1, A2, B1, B2. You can have a limited amount of grammar, but if you don't know words in Russian, you'll struggle. So today, I have 45 words to test your level, if you're A1 or not. All of the words that we're going to have for today are going to be all A1 level. And if you know all of them, then we can confidently say that you're A1 level. At least A1 level. But if not, then you have to do some work to get to this A1 level. So we'll start with the easier words and then slowly move to harder and harder words as we go through this podcast, okay? And your task, I'll name a word in Russian, and your task will be to tell the translation of that word. And the first word is so. What does so mean in Russian? So. So means with. You might know a form s, but so is also A1 and it's just a variation of s, which means with. Next is super easy. E. What does E mean in Russian? E. E, of course, means and. Next is ano. What does ano mean in Russian? Ano. Ano means it. Ano. Next we have moch. What does moch mean in Russian? Moch. Moch means to be able or can do something. Moch. You might know a phrase ya могу, I can, but moch is the infinitive form of that. Next is хороший. What does хороший mean in Russian? Хороший. Хороший means, of course, good, or sometimes can mean beautiful. Next, what does все mean in Russian? Все. Все in Russian means all or everybody. Все. Do not get it confused with все. Все means everything, but все means everybody or all. Next word is себя. What does себя mean in Russian? Себя. Себя means self, myself, yourself, herself, himself. It can have many meanings, but it means self. If you translated себя as myself or yourself, then you're correct. Себя means that. Next word is рука. What does рука mean in Russian? Рука. Рука means hand or arm. In Russian, in fact, we don't differentiate between an arm and a hand because a hand is a part of an arm. We do have a separate word for a palm, which is ладонь, but рука can be referring to a hand or an arm. Рука. Next is три. What does три mean in Russian? Три. Три in Russian means, of course, three, like a number, three. Next word is это. What does это mean in Russian? Это. Это means this or this is. Это. Next is, in fact, we've gone through 10 words, so if you got them all correct, good job, let's keep going. Next word is стоять. What does стоять mean in Russian? Стоять means to stand. Стоять. Not sitting, but standing. Стоять. Next word is слово. What does слово mean in Russian? Слово. Слово means a word. So it's a word that means a word, okay? Слово. Next word is наш. What does наш mean in Russian? Наш means our or ours. Наш. Next is идти. Идти. What does идти mean in Russian? Идти means to go by walking, or just simply to go or to walk, but it means to go by walking. Next word is место. What does место mean in Russian? Место means a spot or a place. Место. Next word is чёрный. What does чёрный mean in Russian? Чёрный in Russian means black. Чёрный. Next word is высокий. And we are going into a bit more of complicated vocabulary. The first 15 were kind of easy. Now we're getting into more of harder or more rare words, okay? Next is высокий. What does высокий mean in Russian? Высокий means high. When something is tall or high, it's высокий. Next word is квартира. What does квартира mean in Russian? Квартира. Квартира means apartment. Okay, apartment. And next is отец. Отец, tell me what it is. What does отец mean in Russian? Отец means father. Отец. You might know папа, but отец also means father. Сколько. Next, word number 20. Сколько. What does сколько mean in Russian? Сколько means how much or how many. Сколько. Next word is сделать. What does сделать mean in Russian? Сделать means to do or to get something done or to be doing something. Сделать. It comes from a word делать, to be doing, but сделать is just simply a perfective form of it, which is like to have something finished or to have something done, to get something done, like that. Next word is тысяча. Тысяча. What does тысяча mean in Russian? In Russian, тысяча means a thousand. Тысяча. Next word is палец. Палец. A rare word. Палец. What does палец mean in Russian? Палец means a finger. Палец. Next word is комната. What does комната mean in Russian? In Russian, комната means a room. Комната. Next is имя. Имя. What does имя mean in Russian? Имя means a name. Typically we say, well, имя is used for a person's name. We don't really say like a movie's name or a company name as имя. That would be название for those. But for a person, it's going to be имя. Or in fact, for animals too. Then we have страна. What does страна mean in Russian? Страна means a country. Okay, country that we live in. Страна. Next is сердце. What does сердце mean in Russian? Сердце. Сердце means a heart. Okay, сердце. Then, I'm sure you know this word, женщина. What does женщина mean in Russian? And женщина, of course, means a woman. Женщина. Next we have часть. Часть. What does часть mean in Russian? And часть means a part. Body part, part of a movie, part of a book, part of a house. It's all часть. A part. Next is number 30, конец. What does конец mean in Russian? I hope you know this one. Конец. Конец means end, the end, an end, конец. Next is магазин. What does магазин mean in Russian? And a little hint, it doesn't mean magazine. It doesn't mean that. Магазин. What does it mean? It means a shop or a store. Магазин. Then we have жёлтый. What does жёлтый mean in Russian? Жёлтый means yellow. Жёлтый. Then we have рубль. What does рубль mean in Russian? Рубль means rubble, like Russian currency. Рубль. Rubble. Next we have ухо. What does ухо mean in Russian? Ухо. Ухо means ear. Like what you have on both sides of your face or head. Ухо. Then we have метр. What does метр mean in Russian? Метр. And метр means a meter. You know, like length of something can be 1 meter. That's метр. That was number 35. We have 10 more to go. Then we have короткий. What does короткий mean in Russian? Короткий. And короткий means short. Короткий, typically we don't say a person is короткий, but we most talk about things that are lengthy, right? That are not like a square shape, but more of like a stick. Короткий. Or a song can be also короткая песня, like that. Next word is pit. What does pit mean in Russian? Pit. Pit in Russian means to sing. Pit. What does pit mean in Russian? Pit. Close to pit, but now pit. Pit means to drink something. Next is волосы. What does волосы mean in Russian? What does it mean? Волосы. Волосы means hair. Or in fact, волосы is plural. It's, I guess, hairs. But it's what you have on your head. Волосы. Then we have бежать. What does бежать mean in Russian? Бежать. Бежать means to run or to be running. Бежать. Next is родители. What does родители mean in Russian? Родители. Родители means parents. Родители. Next is институт. What does институт mean in Russian? Институт means an institute, or sometimes can be referred to like university as институт as well. Next is класс. What does класс mean in Russian? Класс. Класс means a classroom or a class of students. Класс means both of those things. Next we have муж. What does муж mean in Russian? Муж. Муж means husband. A husband. Муж. And lastly, we have a very hard word, I would say, is правый. What does правый mean in Russian? Правый. Правый means right. Not like a right versus wrong, but right versus left. So things that are on the right. Правый. In fact, правый is also used to say right when it comes to right versus wrong. But we typically use прав, short version of that. So правый can be used for both, in fact. And of course, in this long form, it's almost always used as things that are on the right. And that's it. That's all 45 words that we had for you guys for today. If you knew them all, we can safely say that you are A1 level or above. If you knew, let's say, 40 words out of 45, we can still call you A1. But if you knew less, you have some work to do. What if out of these 45 words, you luckily knew the top, I don't know, the first 10 words, right? But the ones that were a bit further down, you didn't know as much. That means you have to practice A1 level. In fact, these were 45 words out of the top 300 most common words. So in A1, there's about 800 to 900 different words, and we've only been choosing from the top 300. So if you didn't know these, trust me, you're gonna be surprised when you see other words. But I would say that if you learn all of the A1 level words, which are like 900 words, you will be very well equipped to talk about the most basic things, because it also has 500 nouns and 120 different verbs around that. So you can talk about a lot of things with those words as well. So I do urge you guys to learn that vocabulary in your spare time. Whenever you practice your Russian, vocabulary is key to speaking better Russian. That's it for me. Hope you've tested for A1 with this podcast, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Not tomorrow. We'll see you all on Monday. Next week. Пока-пока.